RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that I put it in terms is to win the lottery, you got to buy a ticket. To win a Super Bowl, you got to make the playoffs. Getting into the playoffs is our ticket. What we do with that is up to us and going out there and executing each and every week. And you want to go into the playoffs playing as well as you can. And obviously, there's still a chance for us to win the division. And obviously, we need help doing that. But at the end of the day, we want to come out and take it one game at a time and still have that backs against the wall mentality and try to play our best football going into it.
One game at a time, backs against the wall. Did he miss one? Josh Allen and the Bills home to Philadelphia and then the Jets, final 2 weeks of the season. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas. I'm Mike Shope, pleased to be with you today. Actually, the work is, this is what always happens, the adrenaline sort of kicks in and that I was feeling an hour ago has subsided. It'll come back, though. Hopefully it waits until, you know, 7 or later. Or, you know, never. Bills in red Sunday. Who wanted that? Whoever wanted the Bills in red? I want to make sure I say here that I appreciate teams when they're, you know, the variety in uniforms. I think it's okay. I think it's fun, even. So I'm not somebody that thinks they have to, every team has to wear their, quote, usuals every game. I like the variety. I just don't know about red. I mean, okay. Well, what's going to be, like, purple? I guess red has to be the second choice. Anyway, that's the plan. And then red helmets for the Jet game. 803-0550. I mentioned already, I think the most interesting Bills stuff right now is the stakes and how to play it these 2 weeks. You can't rest guys yet with there still being a chance at first place. And even if both the Bills and Patriots win this week, that would still be in play for next week with the Patriots hosting Miami. But man, what an upset it would be if New England lost either of these two games. And if they don't, then maybe you ended up sort of sprinting to the wire futilely, which, you know, that's not ideal. Then you're going on the road in that case. Let's go to Rick here. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going? So I just wanted to call and look, man, I've been listening to you for years and your insights and asking the questions that a lot of us are thinking, but don't think anybody in the media is going to ask. I just want to let you know that that's appreciated. As far as my point, you know, it kind of in that same theme. I mean, when Bean got on with Jeremy and kind of ripped into him, said, hey, we don't need a number one receiver. We average 30 points a game. You know, if we don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's obvious that the glaring miss in the offense is obviously a number one receiver or go-to receiver. I mean, most of the catches are being made by the tight ends, occasionally the running backs, and Shakir, and that's probably 95% of the catches that occur. But, you know, if we don't make it to the Super Bowl, my hope is that somebody holds him accountable.
And meaning what?
I hope that he's, I mean, coming on and actually answering the questions as far as why did he feel that he couldn't give up the number one draft pick.
He's already answered that, though. Like, there's no mystery about how Bean has felt, right? I mean, we know those answers. Don't you think?
I'm not aware of why he didn't want to give up a 2026, but he'd give up a 2027 for Waddle. Do we know the answer to that?
Because he didn't think it was worth it.
Okay. Well,
and that seems like that would be a given.
I mean, I disagree with him, but.
Yeah, I mean, people use these. Thanks, Rick. People use these terms like hold him accountable. You got to tell me what that actually means. You want him to answer questions? He does answer questions. And then we don't like the answers, and is that holding him accountable? I guess. I don't know. What we do in here every day is pretty much talk about that. I'm asking, like, how people want to play Week 18, and the call I get is fine. It's just about what if we lose the Super Bowl. And I choose not to be sort of in that mindset right now. I don't want to, especially on the air, right, where I'm representing to you kind of like the caller gave me a compliment for. Thank you. Like sort of putting things in maybe the way you want them put. I don't want to sit around talking about what if they lose. And if hold them accountable means fire him, say it. Or you just want him to come back on the radio station or do an interview with somebody and what? Capitulate. Yeah, I was wrong. Bean through the years has been willing to admit misses, and he's done that a lot. You have to recognize that. And with the benefit of a year going by, one that started with his angrily defending himself, you know, okay, we do that in life, his decisions, maybe when it's over, it'll be right back to, well, what do you think now? You know, like that's just, it's always in motion, these things. I just don't want to frame my side of these conversations necessarily, especially on Christmas Eve, with like, hey guys, what if they lose? So what if they lose? I don't know. It doesn't seem like fun to me or, you know, really the right time for it. I'm trying to figure out what to do these 2 weeks. And then who do I want to play? And then maybe if you insist on what if they lose talk, maybe they have a playoff game, whether it's not going to be against Kansas City this time, we know that, or Cincinnati, but it's somebody, and they lose, this is what I have to do to get any kind of reaction. If they lose 32-29, then what do we do about it? Well, they didn't have the receivers, or they couldn't get stops, which is how I take last year's playoff loss as more important, and really all of them, I would say. You know, for the most part. Why have they lost? Bulldog and I have been back and forth on this for years now. But he's not here. So why have they lost when they've lost in the playoffs? Because they can't get off the field. And sure, you could have the ball with a minute left, having already scored 29 points, and get stopped at midfield on 4th-and-1. Like, those guys are good too. To me, that's less of an indictment on what they're not on offense than what they're not on defense. And injuries have been a part of that, but not all of it. And this year will be especially interesting for this, because you don't have Mahomes and you don't have Burrow and you probably won't have Lamar Jackson. I don't know what that is. Again, like there's always the drama with him, but you're talking about Trevor Lawrence or Bo Nix or Drake May, and it will look worse to people who have been scrutinizing this team this whole era if they can't get it done defensively against those guys, or C.J. Stroud even. The Houston game was most this year. Stroud didn't play, by the way. Davis Mills is best remembered for what? You might have a different opinion of it. Mine is that they could not protect Allen. Like, they just had it was such a fire drill on offense that night. And that game is a game where I would start with their offense and what they lack. And if they lose a playoff game like that, then I think it should be a different conversation than the ones I've been inclined to have after their other playoff losses. Thank you, Rick. Happy holidays to you. 803-0550 is the number. Indianapolis is almost dead. They're not in this conversation. They're not 100% out. They're like 95%. Man, I was talking about wishing I could find odds on quarterbacks and landing spots for next year and all of that. At 8-2, I planted my flag that Indianapolis would not win another game. And I'm two away. I never found, I'm not Paniatovich. Like I never tried hard enough or found any sort of a betting line on 0-7 down the stretch. I wish I had. What would that have been worth? But I bet against them in every other way, any way that I could. Not winning the AFC South, not making the playoffs. I think the win total was 11.5, best I could do, and took that. So I wish I had the other, the thing with the higher payout. Wouldn't you know? I'd want that. Why wouldn't I? 803-0550 for your calls. Most of you who play fantasy football are not going to be in like the big tournament high stakes stuff. You know, you're talking about your home leagues and it's championship week. I have a friend who is in the big tournaments and he has a shot at it, and he's got Jonathan Taylor. This, I shouldn't even bring this up, but it might apply to somebody out there. He's got Jonathan Taylor, but so do a couple of teams ahead of him. And he called me and he's like, would you bench Taylor? Because you're trying to be different than the teams you're playing against. And we talked about the Colts and their chances. And they're not great. But I doubt, if they're not zero, and they're not zero for Indianapolis, I got to think they're going to go after it and hope for the best. Let's go to Mike here. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, just bringing back the previous caller about asking, and it's kind of the questions we get all the time, you know, when are we going to hold these guys accountable? And you kind of, you know, answered some of it. But just on the devil's advocate side of it, when you guys ask a question and Bean comes back and says, you know, hey, I didn't do the draft picks and all that because I didn't think it was the right deal. Well, that's a great question that you asked them and an okay answer, but you got 80,000 fans that are saying the same things. So holding them accountable to me would be, hey, yeah, you didn't think it was the right move, but it didn't seem to work out. What were your thoughts in making that decision? Why did you come to that decision?
He does get those questions.
But like what you had said was, you know, we do ask him, and he said he's told us already. He didn't think it was the right move.
Well, the next time he's on the air, he will get the exact question you're asking. Like he does.
No, I understand. But I don't think you understand what I'm saying is when they come up with the answer, and then maybe somebody, you know, reiterates and says, hey, wait a minute, we're trying to find out why you made the decisions,
yes,
because that's what the people want to know about.
Yes, he is asked why. Not always. I'm not here to speak for everybody who's ever talked to him.
No, I don't think that you are. I'm just talking maybe to lengthen what he had said, that maybe we just ask those tougher questions at the end.
Okay.
Nothing against you guys.
Well, you're kind of is. Like you want him to get pressed on why, and he does. He has spoken to the wide receiver question countless times for years. Mm-hmm. When he was done, you know this, right? Like when he was done with the morning show that day, he went to Tyler Dunn. He went to McAfee. I mean, it was a tour.
Yes, he was.
He's asked these questions every different way there is. His position is, I didn't think I needed to do it. And if that's not good enough for the person talking to him or for the fans, then it's not. I mean, that's just the end of it.
I understand that, but that doesn't mean that, you know, it's just like in the world of journalism, you know, you ask a question and then somebody's just going to give you the answer, but it doesn't mean that they didn't, you know, give you the political answer. So that's what I was just saying. Nothing against you guys. Your questions are fantastic. I love you guys. But just saying, I wonder if maybe, even though the tough questions that you ask, maybe it's a little tougher just to, you know, I'm just saying that as a fan.
Saying the questions are not tough enough.
No, I think the questions
you
right.
You totally are.
No, the questions, I think, maybe I'm not putting myself across. Some people, the questions get answered, but in your mind, you know that it's not the right one, so you dig a little deeper.
It's not a question of right and wrong. It's a question of whether he's being honest. That's what
I don't think he is.
Well, then that's the bottom line then, right? If you don't think he's being honest, which sometimes lots of people in sports will choose not to be for pretty understandable reasons, then that's your objection, it sounds like. But don't say, you guys are the best. You ask all the tough questions.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's your point? Your point, Christmas Eve. Does anybody care about this season that's still left? Your point is you don't like his answer. And I don't know what you want. You want 20 lashes? You want something more? I guess you want something more. And I don't know. I mean, there are lots of different people who are asking these questions. I haven't talked to Brandon Bean since a charity event like maybe 2 years ago. So it's not me. I don't know. Just, I think generally in these kinds of things, you can really only go so far. If they don't want to tell you something, then they're not gonna. If you don't agree with them, then that's that. There's only so much you can ever expect to get. And these interviews are not interminable. Sometimes they can feel like it, but you also only get so much time. So I don't know. I have no issue if this is really what is on people's minds today. I have no issue with the effort Brandon Bean makes to get his point across in the media. He's not doing interviews every week. He does lots of it. He does more media than any Bills GM I can remember. How about that? And if you don't agree with them, then you don't. But that's not necessarily his fault. Dave Tripoli on the Eagles coming up at 4. Thanks, Mike. Mike Schoep here. Merry Christmas. Bulldog is off through New Year's. This is WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.